Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Corey Fowler, and you have a Macintosh.
I do have a Macintosh. This is actually my primary work machine because I do a lot of open source evangelism here at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I have the Mac.
Okay, and we're going to talk about Vagrant.
Yes. So Vagrant's a really interesting technology where it basically creates an easy way to make reproducible environments. And, you know, we've always had this battle back and forth between everyone on our dev team saying, it works on my machine. But this is a way to actually make sure that the whole team's on board. So much like you pass a web config file around and it works on other people's machines, now I can actually say, here's a Vagrant file for the environment that I'm working on to make sure that this is, you know, all set up and ready to go. So it enables new developers or basically anything a really easy way to set up a machine to actually do development on.
It seems like there's a lot of different things that do that. Like on Windows, there's like Box Starter, which is just chocolatey. There's this thing called Desired State Configuration. I also hear about things like Chef and Puppet. Can you put that into context? What's inside the box? What's outside the box?
Yep. So Vagrant itself is just automating the setup of the environment. So there's a description file called a Vagrant file that kind of describes that. Using Chef and Puppet are, you know, that's actually going out and provisioning what's installed on the box. So Vagrant works with how it gets the box up and running, but then it also kicks off those processes to install what's on the box. So you could use, you know, Chef, Puppet, Salt, Ansible, like everyone and their grandma's coming out with a new way to go and provision a machine right now. But all of those are available for you to use, or even something as simple as just a regular bash shell file.
Okay.
Yeah. So why use one over the other? It's really up to you. I mean, this provides a cross-platform way, so I run this on my Mac today, but if I was on a Windows machine, I could do that. MS OpenTech actually went out and created a Hyper-V provider, so we could drop in new in virtual machine environments into Hyper-V and provision them with PowerShell or any of those other technologies that we mentioned earlier.
Okay, so I could write scripts or PowerShell to talk to Hyper-V or talk to VirtualBox or VMware.
Yep.
But Vagrant doesn't in kind of an agnostic way. It doesn't. You just have a provider.
You have a provider. There are boxes made for all the different providers, and they're all hosted on what used to be called Vagrant Cloud. But this is Atlas, so this is like where they have all the default images stored. Mm-hmm. So when you just go and say Vagrant up for the first time, it's going to go out here, download whatever box you specified, and then spin that up for whatever particular provider you're using.
What's the Vagrant equivalent of a Hello World?
The Vagrant equivalent of the Hello World? It all kind of starts from the command line.
Okay.
So the easiest thing is just Vagrant init, and then we can pass in a box. So there's a HashiCorp/precise64, and this is just an Ubuntu box, spins up nice and easy, and this is the Hello World essentially. So we have, it's gone out, created our Vagrant file for us.
And but we haven't made a VM yet. We haven't fired anything up, right?
We haven't. We have to describe the environment first.
Okay.
And then we will go and Hello World this by spinning it up. So it does create a lot of stuff, and you'll notice that there's only one line that's not commented out, and this is the Hello World
part of it. So there's a giant file that just got made, but only one line.
Only one line. So this kind of describes what you can do. You can check for auto updates. You can create provisioners. You can go and say, hey, I need to have a network port opened up. So if I wanted to test from my local machine, because this would be a headless Linux box, I could actually do port forwarding to forward to port 80, but still use like 8080 on my local box.
I see. So port forwarding is a general concept. And whether I'm doing this on Azure or locally, the concept is I need a port forwarded. The provider decides how to do that in a way that is specific to that environment?
Yeah. Yeah. So the simple Hello World is once we've created that file, is we just say Vagrant up. And then that will go out. It's going to read that file, look at all the different specifications we had, download the box, and then start injecting that into our virtualization.
So
provider.
When you say download the box, are you talking about a 30 gig VHD, or what is a box?
It could be, very well could be. So a box is just a basic operating system that's been created for whatever provider you have. So it could be a Windows machine, it could be a Linux machine. The Precise64 box is around 385 megabytes. But if you're installing Windows, like there are some Windows images and they're like 4 gigs. Mm. So you do want to probably cache some of those things locally. If they are very large, but when you're dealing with 385 megs, it's not too bad to just download all the time.
So where did this box just get made? Here on your computer or up in Azure somewhere?
So this was actually locally on my machine. Mm-hmm. So it got pulled down from Atlas onto my machine and then spun up locally on my machine. Mm-hmm. And then we have another plugin called Vagrant Azure where we can actually go and deploy these machines directly to Azure. And I can show an example of that as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. So I've actually already started to spin it up because it can take quite some time. So I'm just going to scroll all the way up here, and I should have put this on incredibly quiet. But what we can do is we can say Vagrant up dash dash provider Azure, and you can specify how you actually use this. So as this kind of goes away, I'm going to go back and look at our
I can see your file. User, and this looks familiar, the Azure image and things like that.
Yep. So I'm just going to clear this. We'll move back a directory, and we'll go into the actual directory here. And let's take a look at our Vagrant file. So much like before, very simple. We have the same line here. Config VM box Azure,
right.
And that's saying use an Azure box, and this is just using something very generic and blank. Mm-hmm. We have a shell script that's what it's running on the other side, so I've hooked up a provisioner, which could have been Chef or Puppet, but I'm just using a simple shell script to get this out of the way. And then we have Azure specific things, so you can see we're actually configuring a provider here, and then all of those provider specific things get placed under the variable Azure. So when we interact with Azure, we need a certificate file, the endpoint that you're deploying to, which could be the one that we have here, or if there's other environments of Azure, you can actually specify your subscription ID, what image you want to use, and that's all out of the standard Azure gallery for images. Uh-huh. The username and password, which you need. I'll change those a little bit later after the show. And where you want to have it spun up, and then everything's basically ready to go. So right now it's actually out there running the provisioning file, which is setting up PHP and some other dependencies to test out the PHP SDK that we have.
One thing I want to point out, that you used a word, you said a provisioner. And
yes.
So a provisioner is the thing that sets up the box once the box is up. It's the chef or the puppet or the shell script.
Yes.
So in this case, you said, I'm going to provision this machine, get it ready,
yep,
by running the shell script.
Yep.
I assume you'd put this in you'd have a lot more if you were using Chef or Puppet or Octopus Deploy or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you do Chef or Puppet, you can actually do inline configuration or do the same thing here where you have, a Chef file or anything along those lines and just pass that path in. Mm-hmm. So part of this is what it's doing is once the VM is up and running, it's actually doing an rsync of a local directory into Azure. So all of those things get pushed up to the actual image itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a nice synchronized folder for you to work with.
So then the idea is that if you give me this Vagrant file and I have Vagrant on my machine, I can reliably make a machine that will be just the way you want it.
Yeah, so you would check in the Vagrant file right alongside your source code.
Okay, yeah. So the Vagrant file is source.
Yep. Yeah, we're definitely talking about infrastructure as code here. Yeah.
Okay, and is the VM, what's happening with the Azure VM right now?
So the Azure VM right now, it just kind of went through, it creates a new cloud service for you, injects a VM, and then basically this is an Ubuntu VM sitting in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I'm installing a whole bunch of dependencies with apt-get.
Oh, wow.
Which,
and you have it on verbose.
So I have it on verbose, so it's telling me basically
everything.
Oh, you're
actually getting the information. So you're hearing back from the Ubuntu machine what's going on.
Yeah, so Vagrant uses SSH, so it's actually connected into this Azure instance, and that's why it's able to show us all the stuff that's coming down here.
That's nice. It's not such a black box where it's like, go and set up and then pray.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And can I set up an entire web farm with Vagrant? I can set up, and I say, I need a dev here and staging there and test there, and there's 15 machines each, and it'll go and make it completely reproducible.
You can set up what they call a multi-machine configuration in Vagrant, and that will allow you to set up many VMs. Currently, I think the Vagrant Azure plugin doesn't allow you to set those up, but I'm pretty sure there's actually a pull request in there with some initial work on getting that actually up and running. Mm-hmm. So
today, then, people could be using this for setting up their development machines and being able to say, in order to test this, I need you to have this Vagrant file because that's the versions of all the different things we need.
Yeah. And I think the reason I would be using Azure is, say, when I travel, I usually use, you know, a tablet device or something along those lines. So as long as I can provision with Vagrant, I can go out my powerful machine that can run my website sitting up in the cloud, where I might only have like 2 gigs of RAM or something like that, where if I'm doing a lot of background functionality and stuff, my tablet's probably not going to be able to support it.
Very cool.
So there's lots of different scenarios there that you can take advantage of the power of Azure using a technology that allows you to spin things up from your local machine.
All right. We're learning about Azure and Vagrant and orchestrating large scale virtual machine management here on Azure Friday.